Dukes of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
Hi, gang. Scoops of Hazzard Show, episode number 45. Feeling a little bummed. How about you, Sean?
Yeah. how's it going, everybody?
It's a sad fucking day here.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty sad Sunday here.
Very sad.
We just got some pretty tragic news, actually.
We've been crying and hugging for a good 45 minutes now, me and Sean.
I'm all dopamined out. I can't put out anymore.
I have no more tears left.
Mm-hmm. This bedrock of tears has mm-hmm. run dry.
I bet you're all wondering, what exactly are you upset about? Well, we found out some bad news this week. It's terrible news.
Just recent news. Wasn't even...
Very recent.
You can't even say it was this week. It was today.
It was like within the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Uwa Bryan,
Our co-host,
our friend, died. Died. That's the news we got.
Yeah, it's...
It's very sad.
We just found out recently... Eric, I don't know. I'm breaking up a little bit right here. Can you?
It's hard to keep it together. Let's just say that Josh is dead. I mean, the man is fucking dead.
Yeah, he's gone forever. And I know he didn't believe in God, so I can only assume
he's probably in hell.
He's probably going to hell, which makes it even that much harder for me because I know I'm going to heaven. And
yeah, we're both going to heaven, Josh,
because we're good people.
Definitely going to hell.
Yes.
I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Josh was just such an asshole. There's no possible way.
I mean, I really didn't even like him, to tell you the truth.
He had his moments, but most of the time, he had to be the center of attention.
95% of the time, I didn't like him.
Fucking arrogant is all.
Yeah.
I'm. Part of me's glad he's dead.
I now that you say that, I agree. I think, you know, we're better off.
Yeah, now we could really... Start soaring.
Now we can start living.
Yeah.
The show is going to get so much better, I think.
He's not going to be bogging us down with his stupid shit and breaking character every 5 fucking minutes.
He's the least professional out of the whole group.
Absolutely. It's almost like he was born not to do this.
Yeah. Why he would even get into this is a mystery.
Yeah, I mean,
Why would you do radio podcasts when you're not any good?
Yeah, I mean, I think you made a real big mistake when... You asked him to come on here, but it was kind of like a blessing in disguise because that's how you found me.
Yeah, I mean,
it
is.
And we're going to be famous.
And, you know, unfortunately, I signed a lifetime contract with him, so fuck. This is really good for me because I was wondering how I could get out of it.
Right.
I mean, it's you know, there's not too many deals out there, you know, contracts that get signed for a lifetime deal. This was the one.
America's notorious for having contracts that, I mean, look at Kesha's manager.
I mean,
he beat the fuck out of her and she couldn't even get out of her contract.
Right. I mean, you know, and literally after 5 seconds after he signed it, I was like, I fucked up. This is not going to be good.
You know what?
I'm stuck with him now.
That's all in the past now because he's in hell.
And it makes me feel better the way he went too.
Yeah.
Which was terrible. I heard it was gruesome.
It was gruesome. They actually had to perform a closed casket.
Casket, yeah.
Apparently, he had put down the Skooks of Hazzard at hotmail.com as his emergency contact.
Yep. That's how we found out.
The police emailed us, and we check our email all the time, so feel free.
Every 2 minutes, I check it.
Every two minutes.
Just to make sure I don't miss anything.
They said that there was the back of his face... was exploded out the front.
Oh, yeah. And what happened to his genitals was even worse.
So
they were mangled beyond recognition.
They had to take dental records. So, unfortunately, it's going to be a closed casket funeral.
Oh, they asked you to identify him by his teeth.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Called me in and asked me if I recognized his balls. And I was like, yeah, these don't look nothing like his now.
Yeah.
From what happened.
They look bigger than
from
they
the accident. They were mangled. They were like all chopped into little pieces. There's like diced... tomatoes or something like that.
I was able to tell through dental records because he has so many cavities.
Exactly.
And I said, this has to be him.
Yeah. There's no other human being this could be.
Yes.
Poor Josh.
Gnarled, twisted, gray teeth.
I feel bad on one side. I feel really good on another side that he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get over this hump. We have to make it at least seem like... I mean,
it's not really a hump. It's not a hump at all.
No, we got over the hump. Now it's smooth sailing.
It was
from
really
here.
Yeah, he was the hump.
Yes.
He was the hump.
And not just because he was gigantic either. I mean,
he was a constant hurdle that we needed to get over.
He is dead now, thank God. I mean, you know, like may he rest in peace. In hell, but yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be you got a long road ahead of you, Josh.
Yeah. So
get well soon.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd say we talk about news or something, but he's usually the one that brings in those stupid fucking news stories for us to talk about.
Yeah, we only play that to make him happy.
Yeah, I mean, should we do it one more time out of, like, tribute?
I mean,
Play the news thing that he does?
I think it ought to be a good idea to do that.
This thing getting fucking old. I was really getting sick of playing
last time we got to listen to it.
Now, new things you need know about...
It's not even
so fucking dumb.
It's not even good.
It's not even good at all. It's terrible.
Even if you had like the worst sense of humor in the world,
I mean, he's not even like saying a coherent sentence there.
Puts bile in the back.
Now,
of my
new
mind.
Things you need to know about.
Now, new things you need know about.
New things you need know about. What a fucking retard!
Yeah, and he thought he was like fucking Picasso.
The more I listen to that, I don't like him.
We were only laughing out of spite whenever that came
exactly. On. So anyway, today's going to be us remembering Josh. Obviously, he's not here. He's dead. It's just me and Sean.
Yeah.
So
since he had no friends or family, we actually arranged the funeral and everything.
And we recorded it.
Yeah.
We have it here right now. And after we get done this first segment, We're gonna go in and look at the funeral. We have it all on tape.
Yeah, so
it's not gonna be that sad of a thing because he obviously wasn't well liked.
Hardly at all.
It's more funny than anything.
Yeah, it's kind of it made me. I never went to a funeral and felt better about myself afterwards.
Right, that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah,
when I got out of there, I was like, whew, thank God he's gone.
He should die more often.
Yeah,
I feel great.
Yeah, I agree. So. Was there anything else we wanted to talk about today?
No, I'm still pretty...
Nope.
I'm riding this high from the funeral. Yeah. Let's just play footage.
Let's not ruin it.
Yeah.
So, all right, people. We're going to do Josh's funeral today, so you don't want to miss this. This is going to be good, because that rat fuck is gone. Yeah. That rat bastard Josh Uwa Brian is dead, finally.
May he rot in hell.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me say that again. Hold on. Wait.
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 We're not looking for a sound bite right now.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on.
But
there it is.
I'm just glad he's dead.
Listen,
man.
Josh is dead, everybody. There it was.
Even our live studio audience is like, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. Yeah. All right, people, we're going to go on a real short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do Josh's funeral. So more show, a lot more show coming up. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. That was Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam with Alive.
Yeah.
It's a fitting song for today's episode.
Yes, because we're alive.
Because we're alive and Josh is not.
Yes.
He's dead. He died tragically.
So without,
well, not so tragically.
Well, I mean, it was tragic for some people, probably the other people who accidentally killed him, or possibly.
But not for us.
Mm-mm.
No. So, like we told you before, we have Josh's funeral recorded, and we're going to play it for you.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. That's what this is. We're coming back to take you to the funeral footage, and it's very graphic, some of it. Right, Sean?
I hope you enjoy it, though, because everyone said what they did from the heart. That's what's most important. The people who did show up, because, you know, no one really
liked everybody them. That you're going to hear at the funeral has been on the show before.
Yeah, actually, that is true. We're going to have... We were lucky to get everyone in so quickly, they weren't doing anything.
Yeah, we flew all these people in to do the funeral today. So
people from Mississippi, Kentucky.
Yeah, from...
right here in the old Skook.
Half of these people, I don't know where they're from. So
same here.
So one of these guys is from Iceland.
That's... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
A lot of obscurity.
I mean, I don't even think
on this
really,
episode.
I'm sure he came for a reason outside of Josh, because I don't think he really cared for Josh. I don't think anyone really
cared.
Well,
they did it because we asked them.
Well, there was good food at this funeral, which you don't see too often.
This is a well-catered funeral.
Wait, catered by a good Chinese place. So.
Last funeral I was at, just water. That was it.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I at least need to be rocking half a buzz if I'm going to a wake
or
a funeral.
Yeah, there were hoagies at this funeral.
People were bombing.
Cake.
We had
a cake. We had a Josh's dead cake. And we blew the candles out.
We also had a Josh's dead keg, too. That's where people were doing all the beer bongs in celebration of his death.
It was more like a celebration than a, you know, it wasn't a sad event.
That's how I want to go.
Yeah.
Wear sweatpants and get drunk.
Yeah, that's it. Because when you're going to heaven, you want to take it easy. You want to be dressed casual and comfortable.
I mean, you earned it.
You don't go to hell. In hell, you wear a tux all the time.
Because
it's so uncomfortable.
With, like, the neck is, like, four sizes too small, so you're just getting choked
right.
all day by, like...
Well, it's hell.
Yeah.
It's hell.
It's
the shirts are very tight.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know...
And your cock's stuck in your zipper.
Heaven, sweatpants, and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, and beanies if you want
and,
it.
Yeah.
If you want
and it's
it to
always,
be cold.
It's always, like, 72 degrees.
It's as cold
it's
as
nice.
You want it to be. It's heaven.
Hell, it's, like, 100 and humid.
Yeah, it's like being in Florida.
Yeah.
Hell is
Southern Florida.
Yeah, by the Keys.
Even in the Amazon, in the jungle.
Yeah, down in Brazil.
It's just an unbearable heat and humidity.
All right, let's quit talking about good things in life and get on with the...
All right, so here we go. This is Josh's funeral. So, you know, this is how we say goodbye to him.
Yeah.
So here we go. Without any further ado, Josh's funeral.
And now.
Josh's funeral
with your host, Father Touchy Feely.
How's everybody doing out there? This is Father Touchy Feely. Welcome to the funeral. Now keep it down. Don't be rude. Okay. So we have a lot of people here today to say things about Josh. Can you please cue the sad music, please? Thank you. It's a very special day today. It's Josh's funeral. That prick bastard owes me about $35. But I do this anyway because I'm a nicer guy. I'm a Father Touchy-Feely. I'm a man of the cloth. So I say, fuck it. I come to the funeral. We have a lot of people here today to say some things about this man, Josh Ua Brian. Not quite sure what these people are going to say. But I heard that Josh died in a fire. It burned him up. I don't know why the guy was starting a fire in his living room. He had a campfire in his living room. This is what I hear. This is what I heard. He died. He had a campfire. The guy likes to camp. He had a campfire in the living room, and he burned the house down. So Josh is dead. That's what I heard. I don't know if this is true, but this is just what I heard. So, will you have the first person coming up to talk about Josh? You all might remember him from the Skooks of Hazzard show. He is, his name is Carl. Carl, come on up here, son. You have a few things to say about Josh, or go ahead.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for inviting me to this great event, Father.
No problem.
You sound familiar to me. I used to go to a church very similar to this one. And we played the hide and seek pocket pool game. Do you remember this, Father?
I don't know what you're talking about, son. Just we're here to talk about the Josh. He died in that fire.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that what you heard?
Yes, from what I heard, Josh, that poor bastard, how can I say this any other way? He was molested to death.
Oh, that's what you heard? I heard the difference.
At the Renaissance Fair, my good man Joshua Bryan was molested to death.
This is the news of to Father Touchy Feely.
I came on behalf of the Scoops of Hazzard because you guys have yet to pay me for the Queenie episode, which I lost, by the way. I will not forget this. That is all I have to say about this bastard.
Well, thank you, Carl. That was a very heartwarming, and the doctor thought you feel he got a nice, warm feeling in his crotch. Okay. Next up is Gerald. Gerald also coming from the Skooks the Hazzard show, and I'm going to give the mic over to this man, Gerald, here. Gerald, come on up, son. Hi, ma'am. Hi, Dr. Touchy Feely. Wait, father. It's a Father Touchy Feely, son. Sorry. Father Touchy Feely. So, we're all here today because of one man, Josh Ua Bryan. Let me say, I wasn't quite fond of Josh, okay? He used to prank call my house a lot. And, the things he would say to me weren't nice. So, I have dedicated my entire life to arresting people who make prank phone calls. That's how annoying this man was to me. I do not like the prank phone call thing. It ain't funny anymore. So I just want Josh to stop calling my house asking me if my refrigerator's running. And I say yes, and then he says, well, you better go catch it. It's getting old. I mean, he calls me 3-4 times a day, and I fall for it every single time. Now, Josh too owes me money. He owed a lot of people money from what I've gathered. He owed Carl money. He owes Father Touchy Feely money. He owes me about $40 too.
He does not owe me any money.
Well, he owes me a lot of money, $40 to be exact. And I want my money. If this son of a bitch had any kind of life insurance, I want my take. Okay. Thank you for having me here, Father Touchy Feely. I gotta go. God bless you. Well, thank you, Gerald. That was a nice story you told about the Josh. Next person up to say a little something about the Josh is a man also from the Skooks of Hazzard show. I see a pattern here. There's a lot of people from the Skooks of Hazzard came out for this man. I don't know what the Skooks of Hazzard is, so I don't know. I don't know what it is. This man is from Iceland. He drove here drunk the whole way. We said, Kermit, why don't you take a plane here? He said, no, I'm going to drink and drive my car. So, up next to say something about the Josh, Kermit the Thunder Splat. Come on up, Kermit. The floor is yours.
Yes. Thank you, Father. I heard that this was a closed casket, but it was an open bar. So I came here a little half-loaded. Anyhow, I heard over the news because I listened to radio. Anyhow, I heard that he bit into what he thought was a cupcake, and turns out it was a hand grenade, and he blew himself up. Shots in the back. Father Field touching this is for you.
Is that to eat the Kermit?
I'm gonna go drink now.
This guy, he never quit drinking. It's amazing. I don't know how he do it. Okay. And then now we have a very, very special guest coming up. Sir, I would like you to state your name for the people listening. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Eric's dad, and I am Sulfur King. We taught it.
Oh, well, that Eric's dad is here to say goodbye to Josh. Yeah, he want to, what's that? Okay, he want to tell a joke. He going to tell a joke in Josh's memory. Go ahead.
I said to a lady one time, would you like to lose 10 pounds of ugly fat? She says, how do I do that? I said, cut your head off.
Oh, but that's a nice joke. It's not dirty, but it's kind of creepy because it, the man wants you to cut your head off. I don't, that's very violent. I don't like violent jokes. Let's move on. Eric's dad, you get out of here. We don't want to talk to you no more. We already here because a man had died. This man in the casket, who you can't see because it's closed. What kind of prick doesn't have an open casket? Anyway, back to the next speaker. The next speaker we have is a Butch. Butch, come on up here. Come on up, Butch. Don't trip, Butch. Go ahead, come on up. Here he is, everybody. Butch going to say a few things.
Yeah, I just came here all the way from Kentucky. And I knew our friend Josh a long time, okay? And let me just say this. This man owes me a lot of money. He owes me at least $237 from what I have in my notes here. The guy was notorious for not paying people back, okay? That and he fucked my daughter. My daughter Jasper. I caught him one night fucking her. And I specifically said, Josh, don't fuck my daughter tonight. And as soon as I turned my back, the guy had his cock inside of her. So I threw him out. But not before he had borrowed $237 from me. I want my money. Somehow, some way, I don't care if I gotta break into your house and sell your stuff. I will take anything I can get to sell to recoup my money. Now, it's terrible because I heard that this man was raped in all of his holes by the animals at the petting zoo, and that's how he went. I feel bad. That's terrible. That's a terrible way to go, being raped in every single hole of your body by an animal at the petting zoo. I mean, they're supposed to have nice animals at the petting zoo, okay? Not ones that are going to rape you unexpectedly, and that's what happened to this man. So maybe I'll let the $237 slide. Because that's a terrible way to go. I feel terrible about what happened now. Oh God, I think I'm gonna end it here, and I'm gonna give it back to Father Touchy Feely. Come on back up here, Father. Here you go. I apologize for all the nasty things I said about Josh, and he was a good man. Owed a lot of people money, but he was a good man nonetheless. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Butch. That was so nice of what you said. I wasn't listening, but it was a nice. And now we have a very funny lady, also from the Skooks Hazard Show, the Chinese lady. I don't know your name, Chinese lady, so come on up here. And yes.
Hello. Why you call here? Why you call my restaurant?
Doctor,
you tell me you come here, and you tell me man, he died, he fell into the Grand Canyon while drunk. I come here, I say I make order, you come down here, I kill you.
Is that how you heard that he died? I almost said the Gerald there. Is that how you heard that he died, he fell into the Grand Canyon?
He kill you.
He kill, okay.
He come over to my house. And he tell me I go Grand Canyon. Why you come to my house? You order, you pay me. I come to you. I deliver cash money food.
You make it. So he owe you money too.
He never pay one order, not one.
This man owe a lot of people money.
He a very bad man. I hope he died. Very hot hell.
Well, he already in the hell. He fell into the Grand Canyon. I did not hear that.
If he did not die in Grand Canyon, I would come over here and I would kill him.
Well, unfortunately, doing the Gerald again. I can't,
What you want? Why you come here? I leave now. Goodbye, old man. I'll kill you.
Father Touchy Feely need a break. I need a break, okay? I'm thirsty, my throat is dry, and our first intermission here at the Josh's Funeral, we're going to have a very, very special guest for you. His name, Ned Vedder. He's a cousin, he's a half a brother of Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam that did that song, Yellow Ledbetter. Okay, he's going to sing a song for Josh for the first intermission. So without further ado, Father Touchy Feely giving you a Ned Vedder singing Amazing Grace.
Thank you, Father Touchy Feely. This is Amazing Grace. And I am Ned Vedder.
Amazing Grace. How sweet it is.
$75. Send it to Eddie, and I'll get it.
Yes, hi. Welcome back to the part two of Josh's Funeral. I am a Father Toshi Feely. I'm sorry that my voice sounds a little different now. I come down with a little cold. Anyhow, we're going to get back to the festivities. Dr. Toshi Feely is proud to introduce the next speaker, the devil. Come on up, the devil.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Father Touchy Feely. My name is the devil, a.k.a. Luciferstein. I knew this man Josh pretty well. He was a real rotten fucking bastard. That's why I liked him so much. In my eyes, he was a good man. Owed a lot of people money. That's what kind of friends I like to have. So, I don't really have much to say because Josh is going to be with me for a long fucking time. So I'm going to give it back to Father Touchy Feely. Father, thank you. Please don't touch me because I'm the devil and, you know, I'm hot. And I'll burn your hand. Thank you.
Father Touchy Feely think that you are a little too old for him. He like the smaller boys, like a Carl Dintman. Or did I say that out loud?
Oh, you're fucking rotten. I'll see you soon, pal.
Carl, you may email me at skookofazard@hotmail.com. Anyhow, the man who came with Chad, the devil, I should say, is his manslave, Chad. Now, wait. Chad used to be with us, and now he no longer. Here we go to Chad.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Touchy Feely. I have a real quick announcement to make. I can't stay very long, but the way that I heard that Mr. Joshua Bryan died was actually by drowning in a porta potty at the Renaissance Fair. And I was like, gag me with a spoon, that's gnarly. The devil wants me back in hell, so... Dr. Touchy Feely, man, it's back to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Touchy Feely, love you so much.
Yeah, Dr. Touchy, Father Touchy Feely, this is Satan again. I just heard that last guy say he heard Josh drown in a porta potty.
That is correct, my son.
That's really funny because I heard something totally different. I heard he was crushed to death by a jester who got vertigo on a tightrope. That's what I heard. At the Renaissance Fair. I know I forgot to mention it when I was speaking a few minutes ago, but that's what I heard.
You are forgiven in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you.
I hope that does not burn you, Mr. Devil. Anyhow, before we get on with the festivities of that rotten bastardo, that prick bastardo, Joshua Bryan, I shall introduce Dr. Toshi Philly Shao, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, hi there, honey. This is Mitchell. And I'm here because this rotten son of a bitch, Joshua Bryan, he fucking owes me like $17. When I heard the tragic news that Josh had been shot by a stray arrow in the back of the face near the archery range, I lost it and I cried. And that's not a nice way to go, getting shot in the back of the face. That's the same way my father went. Anyway, Josh wasn't too fond of me because one time I bought him a trout sandwich and choked on it. Luckily, I knew the Heimlich maneuver and I saved him. Anyway, this is Mitchell, and I'll see everybody later.
Oh, well,
right.
Thank you, Mama Mitchell. Our next speaker is a very, very important man. He comes straight from the Renaissance Fair, perhaps, where Joshua Bryan has died. I shall give it over to Mr. Albert Hoppenstein.
Yes, hi there, Father Tucci. Now, I don't think that's your real name. Anyhow, now, I was there when Joshua Bryan at the Renaissance Fair tragically passed away from super AIDS. Now, here in the 50s, we only know that as the clap. He caught a nasty case of the clap, and he was down to the 10 count, knocked onto Queer Street, if you know what I'm saying, Dr. Touchy Feely. Before he died, he was able to take $15 from me, though. Now that's $227 from the 50s.
Did you say he had super AIDS?
Super AIDS, much like regular AIDS, but the super.
Just way worse.
They are so bad that you die within the first 20 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
Anyhow, Father Touchy Feely, if that is your name, I shall give it back to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Albert. You sound very familiar. Anyhow, it seems that Joshua Bryan was a prick bastardo. Did I say that? I shall say it again. And there you have it. Anyhow, thought of Fudgy Duty or whatever, he has a very nasty thing to say. He say that because I am a father, I cannot make fun of him. I have to say, go fuck yourself, Joshua. I say many bad things about you. I hope you rot in hell with Chad and the devil. Anyhow, our next speaker is a very important man. He come all the way from Jurassic Park, Terry Dactyl.
Yeah, hi everybody. This is Terry. Terry Dactyl. And I was on the toilet when I got the news about Josh. I heard he committed suicide when he had his palm read and was told, despite what he believes, he does indeed have a micropenis.
Father, don't you fool? He thought that was a very, very odd.
I heard he killed himself because of the micropenis thing. So anyway, God bless Josh. Hope is he in heaven? Father Touchy Feely?
One can only assume that the prick bastardo is rotten in hell.
Yeah, he's with us.
Oh. There you have it, my son. You sound like a very, very large instinct animal, Father Touchy Feely.
How dare you? You're the second guy in 2 weeks to say that to me. Dr. Fallible, who I ran into over at the catering table, he said the same thing to me last week. That guy's not nice. No, I don't think you're nice, and I'm going to get out of here. So, goodbye.
Father Touchy Feely does not appreciate this. But it is funny that he had to bring up the Dr. Fallible, because he is coming up next. He's going to speak to you on behalf of himself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How's it going, everybody? I'm a little half-lit. You know, the beer bongs in the back. Anyhow, I came all the way over here from Brooklyn. On 32nd and Fell, you ever heard of it? And I came here because I heard right away. Josh must have been mid-text when he was getting run over by a fire truck 6 times. And he said, yo, Dr. F, for fallible. He said, I believe in you. Take my place full-time on the show of the Skooks of Hazzard at Hotmail.com. Anyhow, I'm going to give it back to you guys because I ain't done being the dirty lush. I'm going to go back there and drink all them beers. I'm going to come back, probably bang that broad in the back. What's her name, Queenie? Oh, yeah, she's got a silky smooth ass. Anyhow, doctor, father, touchy-feely.
You're doing it too now.
Whatever the fuck. I bring it back to you.
Oh, Dr. Fallible, you say such a nice things in the house of God. Anyhow, our next speaker is a very pious man. Never spoke a curse word in the Father Tutty Feeling's entire relationship. Here is Mr. Herman Cuntlips.
Yeah, it's Herman. Yeah, I got the bad news about Josh when I was on the toilet too. And it said that he had got an email that said he had been impaled by a jousting lance through the liver. And that just made me, that ruined my day. I'm upset now. And probably gonna need a lot of therapy. And probably gonna be a lot of calls to the Dr. Fallible show in my future. So,
You wish, Chief.
Hey, Dr. Fallible, how you doing? Long time listener, long time caller.
Get away
over
from me, asshole.
So anyway, about this Josh fella, he owes me about $39. for toll money from rides I gave him. He was always asking for rides because the guy doesn't have a driver's license. And so that's my story about Josh. So back to you, Father, and thanks for having me. Peace.
In the name of the Father and the Son, you are a great speaker, because I bless you, Father Toshivili. Now, we are coming to the end, near the end of this, what the Italians say, mangia, which means, of course, beautiful funeral.
I think it means to eat.
Please, sir, do not interrupt Dr. Toshivili. Okay, our last speaker is a very close man to Mr. Joshua, that fuck. His name is Ashana D, and he's here to speak to you on behalf of Josh. Here he is.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Touchy Feely, or Father Touchy Feely. I don't know why anyone can't get that straight. Anyhow.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery, guy in the back. All right, seriously, I knew Josh for a little bit. He was always terrible. I only used him because he had Wi-Fi and I don't. So I would need to go over his place, charge my phone, and use his Wi-Fi. Because that's all he's good for. It's being used. I heard a lot of people throwing out different shit on how he died. But I think we all know what it was. He got a dirty batch of heroin, I bet. He probably banged it right up in him. Right when he's watching the human jousting. Fucking dead. At least that's what I heard. I'm glad he's gone, but I'll miss him at the same time. He's a paradox. A fat, fucking, idiotic paradox. All right, Dr. Touchy-Feely. Who else is there to speak?
I believe our only guest, speaker that is, to speak is Mr. Eric Stevens.
Yep, so anyway, Josh is dead. Thanks for having me, by the way. It's an honor to be able
to... It was a pleasure to have you in the house of God.
Sean and I decided to come to this funeral today because Josh was... Well, he was a friend. He was more of an acquaintance, actually. He wasn't really a friend. We never really did anything together. And he borrowed a lot of money off me, too. Did he ever borrow money from you?
Yeah, actually, he owes me about $20.
Yeah, that's funny, because he owes me like 60.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyway, Josh's funeral has been a roaring success, I think. This was our doing. We put this together, in case anybody's wondering.
Really quickly, actually.
Really quickly. It was, I mean, literally within like half hour, it was all done. It wasn't hard. I mean...
I don't regret it.
I don't regret it either. I think we did a wonderful thing here today. So, we're going to close the funeral. we'll say our final goodbyes to Josh. And what are we doing with the body?
Cremating it.
Cremating it, right. In
the casket.
In the casket.
In about 22 minutes.
Yeah, with dynamite.
With dynamite.
Right.
We're going to blow up the rest of his shitty body.
Right.
To smithereens.
I mean, as if it already isn't mangled enough and, you know, unrecognizable.
Really, we don't know how he died yet, so.
We still don't know how he died. I mean, I heard that he died when he was checkmated in human chess. That's what I heard.
He died from that?
Yeah, what did you hear?
I already told you what I heard.
Oh.
I already told you, man.
Oh, that's right.
I'm grieving.
Right, heroin. It was heroin.
H-ball.
I knew something was up with that guy.
Banged it up.
He was always falling asleep.
Everyone from the Skook is addicted
and
to heroin.
And saying, I wish I had some heroin.
Yeah, that was definitely the red flag for me, too. I asked him the one time why his veins were all collapsed, and he was like, don't worry about it. Which I thought was rude.
He was very dismissive.
Yeah, he always wore long sleeves.
So in closing, this funeral has been a roaring success. We thank everybody for coming. And Josh, we will forever remember you as our buddy, our friend, and the guy who owes us all money. Thank you.
We love you, buddy.
And goodbye. We're back with the end of the show.
How's it going, everyone?
That was a perfect circle, the hollow. And so that's pretty much it for today, right, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, other than picking that last song because we know Josh wouldn't like it. Yeah. It's kind of like our last hurrah.
And he's hollow inside.
Yes, much like an empty shell, if you will.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
No.
I think we made our point today.
I think if no one gets our point, then...
I mean, we spent a lot of money on this fucking funeral today.
Yeah, it cost us nearly as much as he owed everybody.
And honestly, I'm not even certain if he's dead.
He could be alive yet.
He might be alive yet, but somebody emailed the show and told us that he died, so we put that funeral together.
Someone spread rumors about him really quickly.
I mean, he's obviously not here today.
No.
So, first thought was he's dead.
And if he's alive, he better have a good fucking reason.
Yeah, really. Really, you don't just not fucking show up.
No call, no show. You get fired at places for that.
Yeah. All right.
We can only assume and hope he's dead.
All right, everybody. Well, that's going to do it for the 45th episode of the Skooks of Hazzard show. So I hope you enjoyed the funeral today. And we will be back next time with another funny show, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we'll see everybody then. Take it easy. Peace.
The Skooks of Hazzard show. The Skooks of Hazzard show.